part two of How I Lost Everything. Go back to the first one if you haven't seen it. So as you can imagine, I was pretty devastated. I'd never been in that situation before. I had lost things before. I had had things that I felt were stolen before, but nothing that I was absolutely, completely sure about. The things that got to me the most were sitting down and having small little flashes or thoughts of things that I used to have, or seeing a commercial, seeing something that was in a movie. To give you an example, Deadpool. I used to own a katana that was handmade for me, shipped from overseas, engraved with a nickname that I had at the time. And I had taken that sword to Third Eye Comics in Annapolis. See, Gary Dugan and Mike Hawthorne were guests there that following morning, but I showed up at 7 p.m. the previous night, camped out, so that way I could go in and get it signed. And I'll never forget it, because as soon as I walked up and showed them the katana, they looked at each other, and Jerry looks over at Mike and goes, you know, if this is the way that we go out, I mean, I guess it makes sense. Because you weren't supposed to go in there with a real sword. But they signed it, and, you know, I loved it. I had it there. He gave me a little postcard that he drew right then to go along with it, and it was great. I still have the postcard, don't have the sword. But getting away from material things, not a material girl, it gave me profound perspective on the little things. So if I had to say anything that I've learned from all of this, it would be, don't get so caught up in looking at all the things that you don't have that you forget about the wonderful things that you do have. Don't make the little things that you have turn into stuff you forget about because it's uninteresting to you, even though at one point it held all of your eye's glory. The other thing is I'm somebody who likes things to go quickly, smoothly, you know, very well executed. Part of that sometimes caught up to me to where I would miss not necessarily important details, but meaningful moments. I was so caught up in trying to get better, better, and better, and not in an aggressive, like, competitive, on top of people kind of thing. On top? But more like I was caught up in my own thoughts of where I should be at, what I should have, what I should be doing, all of those things. And this idea festered. And this idea of who I wanted to be was not the path I needed to go down. The path was just to be. And to breathe in the air that's around you when you first wake up in the morning. To put sun in your face just even for a little while. Have a different kind of coffee. Sit down in a coffee shop and just drink and think and or read or do something else. All of these little things that I had done years in the past, I hadn't done in a really, really long time again. And so, as I started to do all that, it really, the introspective look at what emotions were guiding me, what things were guiding me, the motivations, all of that, turned into a really, really, really different kind of motivation. And before I forget, you know, I keep thinking back to, what is it, Fight Club, where they have that scene where it says, you know, until you lose everything, you know, you won't gain anything, or something like that. That's a really harsh take, and I understand where that's coming from. But in this scenario, it kind of worked out that way. Those things that I owned, and I was so prideful about, even if I told myself I wasn't prideful about them, I was. And it made me feel better in some ways. And that was completely wrong. Even my own moral compass with being helpful and kind and everything else that defines me really came under view and going, okay, do I really, really, really care about that sword? Or do I care more about the journey and the effort of getting a new one and what memories are tied to that? Or what I can do better this time? Or do I really even need that? And the other thing too about losing everything is it makes you cut out a whole lot of moving weight. Like that's a huge benefit. When I drove from Texas to where I'm at now, which is Virginia, I mean, I flew over here, the speed limit. I was flying. So now I take a lot more time to wake up in the morning. And I mean that in kind of just sitting there for 20 minutes and taking it all in, maybe thinking about a dream. Conversations with people, I do my best, and I'm getting better at it, to completely be present. Completely. And I guess through all of these small faults, it kind of emotionally offloaded a ton of weight that I just didn't even recognize that I had. Now, this is not me going, hey, go throw your stuff in the trash right now. Because, no, heck no. I want all my stuff that I lost back. Yeah. But what I don't want to lose now is that perspective. There is another couple things that happened. So that job that I had signed for and was coming all the way to the East Coast to start, they ended up rescinding their contract that I had already signed. And instead of the person who hired me telling me about this, they had their desk person send me an email. And the email didn't have any specifics about why, other than, hey, there's these other jobs we might be able to offer you that are less pay and further away than you wanted and not at all what we had agreed upon. So now I had lost everything, been exposed to another, like a civilian gunfight, and now I've lost my job. Like, the hits, they just kept coming. And if you're out there right now searching for a job, I feel for you. The market is horrible. The documents that say, oh, we added 200,000 plus jobs this last quarter, blah, blah, blah. It's BS. It's complete BS. None of that's true. But I digress.
It's not true.
Fortunately, after many months, I was able to come up here to Virginia. And now that I'm very close to my daughter, I'm seeing her regularly, and life is better. Now I'm still picking up the pieces little by little. I have the essentials, roof over my head, internet, you know, all the things that are necessary to live right now. But the journey continues, and I will keep working and keep leaning forward. And if you made it this far, thank you. There is a huge list of people who, like I said before, I am eternally indebted to for helping me when I was literally at rock bottom. And while I'm still getting my life in order, if you feel like helping out, there's my information on my bio, but it's not necessary. It's just something that I put up there. I am very grateful that I'm able to wake up in the morning and have the opportunity to go see my daughter or go for a run or go work out or just sit on our roof and look at the stars and take my time. Time is just, it's the only resource you can't earn. So spend it well. Anyway, thank you again for hearing this story. There's a lot more little details here and there. If you want to learn more, God, that's dumb. If you would like to hear more about the things that happened or the journey or, for instance, like the behavior health journey I went through with that too, I'm very open to talking about it. I want to be helpful and I want to help educate at any point that I can. So, yeah. I hope you have a wonderful day, wonderful week, and I hope you never, ever, ever have to go through an ounce of what I did with all of that.